Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Women's footy, Sean. Incredible.
It's great.
No, actually, no. Actually, all footy this week.
No. Women's footy, very good. Yeah. Head-shavingly good.
Dangerously. I can hear the buzzers from here, Sean.
Yeah, love it.
Sean.
It was a great weekend.
The weekend started so well and ended so dog shit that I almost cancelled this week's show for reasons that will become clear if you aren't already aware.
Yeah, look, as someone... As me, I'm back. I went to Tasmania.
What'd you find?
Well, I thought I found something. Tell what, if people want to know what I found, they should listen to Skeety Boys, new episodes every Friday, because I found some ghosts, and we're going to be talking about that.
You brought a fucking curse back, mate.
I may have brought some ghosts back, and it's affected my team. I might have to go to Tasmania again.
Yeah.
Well, I copped a double loss. 2 hours apart, boys. Fuck.
Well, I copped a win and some hope that was then extinguished real quick.
Yeah, my heart never got out of second gear.
Fuck. All right, anyway, we all need to shut the fuck up because we have 16 games of footy to cover, and we're not going to talk about all of them because some of them were boring as shit.
Yes.
But we're going to start with AFLW because this was a far more exciting round for most of the day's games. AFLM was all over the show.
And this
we'll
is the point of the season for the women.
Oh, yeah.
All these games,
more important.
Have bearing. Well, most of these games have bearing on, you know.
Friday night.
Fuck.
Gold Coast took on Carlton, and Carlton needed...
The primetime slot of 5:10.
Primetime? Everyone's still fucking at work. This is a game for a team where the finals are on the line.
Yeah.
Carlton rolled in, shit their pants for the first quarter.
And did you as well?
Oh, big time!
It honestly looked like Gold Coast were going to break the duck. They're going to do it.
I was going to fucking... Just cack my dax.
It looked like the douche you're talking about. I brought a curse back from Tassie, mate. It looked like the curse that you were delivered to the Carlton women's team via Jason was going to deliver.
I really need to. I'm going to have to write them a letter. I'm going to have to write the Carlton women's team a letter. I got their membership package the other day and I just like looked at it. I was like, I feel so bad.
What did it come with?
It was just like a sticker pack and a lanyard.
I got a little tote bag.
Ooh.
Little bag.
I've so far received nothing.
Oh,
don't know what's going on.
I've got
with
a good
club.
Badge, but what's going on good. There, mate?
That's
fucked.
They said delays.
Yeah, well, I mean,
large parts of the country are underwater right now.
Yeah,
and the
delays from China, I think, was the thing.
Carlton Football Club is literally a 15-minute drive from my house, probably, and I got mine literally this week. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stress too much.
Can I say though? I think membership stuff's fucked across the board. So, like, we're almost at the end of the women's season. The men's season has also started. And Geelong are doing digital membership only, where you use an app and it's called like My Mobile Membership and you log in to get it. I still have not been able to access that component of my membership.
That's not good enough.
We're 8 rounds into the women's season and we're 1 round into the men's. Now, I have access to my details because they email me every week with the login.
And at quarter time, the Suns had kicked 3-1 to Carlton's 1-1 and I had done 3 shits in my pants and 1 piss. I was shitting myself because... Carlton, much like Essendon in the men's season, always fucking find themselves with like 6 games left, just need to keep winning if they want to make finals. And there's always fucking scary. Every game is a scary game. In this instance, it was like, all right, last week we lost to Frio. It was tight, but if we had won that, we were pretty much guaranteed finals, provided we beat the next two teams. Yep. Or at least beat one of them and like did pretty well.
Yeah. This is just you needed a percentage boost and the win.
Yes. So yeah, we roll into quarter time. I'm like, well, we don't have the percentage boost. At this point, we probably don't have the win. Shit. Shit, fuck shit. But then second quarter rolls in. Carlton kicked 3-1 and a couple of behind. So they head into halftime up.
Yeah.
Not the percentage boost I need. We're two points up at halftime. But I'm like, okay, we've steadied the ship. Jesus Christ, because in the third quarter...
Turned the ship into a rocket.
Yeah. Suns didn't score. Carlton kicked 5-1. Worth noting, Gold Coast Suns kicked the first 3 of the game. Darcy Vesio kicked the next 3.
Fucking hell. She had a think about the... how many is it? 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever Brooke Lachlan's record is.
You would know, Tom.
I don't know. This is a problem. I know it's around that margin.
7.
7?
7-3. Yeah. It was actually 6-4. But one was called a goal, but it was actually touched. So it's 7-3. But
right, so you've done an episode with Gemma recently.
What?
Because there's no fucking way either of you know those stats off the top of your fucking
head.
Well,
heads. We do.
Yeah, we do, Tom.
Well, I do too.
Yep. 7. All right. Darcy was like, 7. I'm going to do 17. Don't you worry.
It was fucked. So at that point, so 3-quarter time, I'm like, whew. This could be that percentage boost that we needed. And this like starting to bode very, very, very well for finals. We continued that energy in the last quarter, kicked another 4-4. Suns kicked 1 behind. Carlton set the record for the highest ever AFLW score with 13-987.
Huge.
Beat the Suns by exactly 60 points.
Also nice, huge. Nice healthy percentage booster there.
And yeah, so when it comes to like key players, Vesio kicked 5, Plane kicked 2, like a bunch of people kicked a goal. Like it was just
a lot of multiple goal scorers too.
coming from everywhere. Great, huge game. And I was like, all right, that's good. That's 60 good. Points. That's a massive percentage.
That's what you needed.
And then I like, oh, cool. Friday night, I can settle.
Yeah, you can relax.
Saturday rolls around.
Yes.
Next game.
So, boys, I tried something this weekend for the first time.
Yep.
I got on the bike.
Oh, ho, ho.
And I'll tell you what, you pedal fast when you want them to get to the ball. You don't realize, like, I was just kind of pedaling along and I was like, I'll see how I go. But no, when the ball was out in dispute and we were sort of running towards goal, that bike nearly caught fire.
Yeah, you match the speed of whoever's running for the ball.
You go faster. You match the speed of the ball.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, it's powerful. Mm. And I think it helped marginally. Like, it didn't help with the result, but we played better. And
You lost by 7 points. That's not too bad.
We lost by 7 points, and we almost...
For you, yeah.
We almost won, like, kicked a couple of goals late to get in front. Yeah, I'm going to choose to ignore that, you big fuck.
You didn't, though.
No, we didn't. And I didn't ignore that either.
No.
It got me. Fuck, I may need to get on the bike.
Acknowledge that.
Maybe I should record How Good's Footy on the bike. So when I'm about to say something dumb, I just pedal faster.
We should do a bike edition.
Like, we'd have to do that as another Zoom episode from home, all of us on our bikes.
That was just like a bonus bike edition or something.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to about 20 minutes into that episode of just like, Hannah, just dying. But no, the bike is handy. We played better than we did last week. We were really competitive. It was a really tight game. And we had opportunities to hit the lead or level the game late and just our forward line again has been our Achilles heel all year, and that's what hurt us again this year. But McWilliams had a fucking huge game. Amy McDonald is going to win the best and fairest. She was really good. Meg Mack was awesome. But even McMahon probably had her best game of the year when she'd been really down for a lot of the year. Gardner came in for, I think, her third game, had a fucking huge game. Just the thing that was missing last week, and I wasn't on last week, so I couldn't talk about this, but the thing that was missing in all our losses is those second efforts. A lot of second efforts in the Giants game.
Good.
A lot of people trying. Running, getting up, running again, laying tackles. Matty Maguire came in for a debut, didn't have a heap of the footy, but just tried, just threw herself in every contest, and it was exciting to see.
The Geelong women's football team, one of the only sporting teams that was making me like actively like upset to watch. Because like sometimes the lack of second effort. Because, like, losing happens. Obviously, there's going to be teams that are
And there's games worse. We lost, you know? Like the Carlton game. We at least tried in that game. We weren't gonna win.
It just, like, filled me with so much sadness to watch, like, the team not talk on the field and no one try.
The Richmond and West Coast losses were bad because they were bad loss. Like, we're on a similar level to them in terms of where we're at. And we just got annihilated. I mean, what sucks again is, once again, a young player at Geelong injured herself in the first couple of minutes. So we're now, I think our top three draft picks from our first year are all currently out injured. And then our next, last season's, like, high draft pick is also out injured as well. So we're doing good. We've got no Brown. No Brown, no Purcell, no Morrison, and now no Denby Taylor. So look, one round to go. Am I shitting myself? Because
the history books should also be shitting themselves. Looking at
a team is going to go through a season of football without a win next week. Fuck, I hope it's not. Oh, I'm so nervous.
Ooh.
Anyway, Barker's good. Strongly recommend. Oh, thank you, boys.
You're preaching to the choir here, Tom.
What happened with Danino? Have a setback?
No, I think the issue was Paul Hood said they're not going to put her straight back in. They wanted to get VFL minutes, and the VFL started late. She still hasn't played VFL minutes yet. I think she'll play this weekend in the VFL, and she won't play in the women's. I think it's also they went.
If you make finals, she might make it.
Fuck you. Fuck. That was low. I thought we were. I'm going back to Tassie.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it's also they looked at the fixture and we've got two games to go. We can't make finals.
You don't
She's
want to
20.
Rush.
Yeah, Why rush her back in?
Yeah.
Get a full season of VFLW under her belt. Get her back in next year. And she'll win the best of her. So it's
well, yeah.
Win it's the W also, award.
You take when you're having a season like you're having, and trust me, I've had seasons like this. Sometimes a 7-point loss isn't too bad.
Joel, I don't think you've ever had a season like this because I think Essendon have probably at least won a game at some point. Brisbane have probably won a game at some point.
You know, Tom, I mean,
you've still got one
Essendon
game left.
Had that year where they had replacement players.
Yeah.
So,
they still won a game.
We won two.
Yeah.
But, you know,
one of them happened in round two as well, didn't it? Like round two
round
or three?
Three.
It was a longer season, though. So, you know, it's all there.
I mean, we lost, I think, 18 games in a row.
Yeah.
True.
And also, my team are forever going to be called drug cheats.
That's true. Tom, I mean, you've had one bad season.
All right? It's all looking up from here.
This is a bit of Geelong arrogance again.
It's all right. They paid the price for that, but we'll get to it later.
Fuck, they did. I think on this side of the table, Sean, there was a bit of arrogance and we paid the price for it.
Oh, there wasn't any from me.
No, not from you. I'm talking about our teams. Might have gone a bit cocky and it blew up in our faces.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Slandering my team.
That is.
That's big coming from Geelong.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Look me in the eye and tell me I'm wrong.
There was no one looking anyone in the eye just then. Although, next game, continued Saturday afternoon, St Kilda, the football team are dead.
Yeah, Collingwood did a better.
Yeah, just ran them over with a boss.
Chloe Malloy was like, oh, I'm really annoyed that they broke my streak. I'm going to start it again.
Yeah. Good on her.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's good to bounce back.
It is good to bounce back. It makes me more furious about St Kilda smashing us.
Yeah, come on, Saints.
I tipped him.
Of course you did. Mm. Yeah. So you got three.
And only one. Look, full credit, one of them is by default because I missed the cutoff for the Suns-Carlton game because it started so early.
Oh.
So
you would have backed the fucking Suns.
No, I would have backed Carlton for you.
But you always back the Suns. That's
interesting. I know that being a dog and backing against your team isn't something I want to do again.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Thank you.
So,
Look, maybe you deserved that bonus tip then, even though you missed it, you still got it. Another game on Saturday, and this one was very juicy. And Sean, congratulations on another win.
Thank you.
How scared is your head?
It's relishing the idea of being cold. I've got a beanie. I'm fully loaded. I'm ready. Fuck.
Maximum airflow. Imagine how many big thoughts you're going to have now that, like, the air will just be able to get directly into your brain.
Taking it to the next level.
Oh,
they were awesome. Courtney Hodder kicked what I believe may be the goal of the year.
Oh, yep. That was...
She's either coming first or second to herself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, because someone pointed out there was a really good one this round as well that was better than that, apparently. I didn't say it.
I don't think so.
But Hodder's one was just like...
It was just chaos.
The team effort too. Just the team surging the ball forward and then just her doing her normal thing.
Start in the back pocket, mate.
Yeah. She's fucking awesome. She had eight tackles as well.
Jesus.
One goal too. She missed an absolute sitter where I was like, oh, I think I messaged you guys and I was like, oh my God, yeah, she's killing me. But also I love her. And then like two minutes later, she took a huge mark and then kicked this goal. She's the best. She's fucking awesome.
Sean, my only complaint is that you kicked 4 goals, 11. I wish you had kicked maybe 7 or 8 goals instead.
Or 11-4.
They were pretty inaccurate too, I think. Were they?
Yeah, they kicked 2-8.
There was quite a few like rush behinds, but yeah, there were a lot of misses. There always are. It's going to come back and bite them in the ass at some point. Hopefully not. Conway didn't have as many touches as normal, but you just feel her presence on the game.
Yeah.
And she kicked a fucked goal too. Did you see her one? The ball went in over the back and it was her and her opponent charging towards it and she just dropped her opponent. Just like put the perfect bump on her, sent her flying, picked the ball up and just fucking dribbled it through. And it was great. Worth pointing out, this is the first game they've played at the Gabba.
Huge.
They were supposed to play there last year. It was going to be a doubleheader, Brisbane versus North Melbourne.
COVID fucked them.
Yeah, got fucked by that. And there was a doubleheader tonight. Or, do you call it a doubleheader if it's not? Because we played Sydney in the men's rather than still a doubleheader.
Two games at one venue.
Yeah. And so crowd got around it. It just sounded fucking awesome.
It probably would
have been the biggest crowd they've played in front of, notwithstanding maybe a grand final in the first 2 years.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Hotter must the players have loved it. They fucking just, yeah. gone berserk when she kicked that goal in front of such a massive crowd.
Yeah. Big crowd, big time player, mate.
Oh, mate. Big time. Magic time. It was fucking great. Who else played well? Isabel Dawes had probably her best game since she got nominated for the Rising Star in round one, I reckon. She just always cracks in. It's just such an even team performance again. The back line was awesome. Lutkins, I'm hoping Lutkins is all Australian because she gets it done every week. Shannon Campbell, Bree Conan, both awesome again.
I guess for you, all Australian should be full back. So I guess who's she up against? Like Livingston and...
Yeah, probably Livingston, I would think.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. But then again, like Lutkins, I think last season, maybe I'm remembering like in the first 2, 3, 4 weeks, she had like 2 or 3 best on grounds to the point where I was like, she's the best player in the fucking league. She's going to win the W medal. She probably hasn't had that same impact this year, but the team has become more even.
It's one of those things where it feels like, and it pains me to say this, and I don't want you to think I'm besmirching your team. Mm. But like,
except for before when he was definitely besmirching your team.
Richmond men's team have that thing where.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
They have like a Dustin Martin has a big game.
Yeah.
But really, you look at the stats and they're all sitting on about 20 to 25. No one's getting 35 touches.
Yeah.
Because it's everyone's playing a role and they're playing across the board. And I feel like it's the same for the Brisbane girls team.
Yeah. When Richmond won their first flag against Adelaide, I can't remember who it was. Some prominent media figure said that's probably the worst premiership team that he can remember.
Yeah.
And like on paper, you would have looked at it and gone, yeah. But that's what it is. It's just such like an even team effort. And Brisbane's got that.
Yeah.
The other one I just want to mention quickly is Ulla O'Dwyer, who just goes from strength to strength every week. She is so fucking fit. The amount of times I see her contesting in the back pocket and then gets a touch on the wing in the next play, and then she's in the forward line, all in the space of like a minute.
How the fuck does she do it, Sean?
Irish fitness.
Whoa,
she's just a tank.
She's unreal.
Yeah.
It was St. Paddy's Day like a couple of days earlier too.
Charged up, mate. Yeah. Absolutely charged. Bushner kicked a goal as well. It's all happening.
Oh, fucking hell.
She loves pumped about that too.
Oh, mate.
Beat Melbourne next week. Top of the ladder finish.
Fucking hell. Big game against Melbourne.
Big game again.
Who are firing. Oh. They're very confident. And hey, it's at Casey Fields. You know what happens there.
Oh, magic.
Yep.
Casey Fields, magic time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You've I was in Tassie, so.
Yeah, you missed out. Yeah.
But I can get behind this very easily.
Yeah.
I love the idea of something being magic.
Yeah, it's where the magic happens.
I'm signed in. Yep, done.
Sunday, Richmond. Shaky game against West Coast, but got it done. And if you are a Richmond supporter, a women's Richmond supporter, shut the fuck up if you just brag for the men's team.
Because we don't want to know about it.
You guys support your whole team or fuck off. But this women's team, very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very exciting.
I think that's their third.
After not having any.
Yeah.
But they've had, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of being like pretty competitive.
Pushing some top teams too. Yeah. Like that Collingwood game. Fuck.
Yeah.
The Carlton one.
And the Collingwood one too.
I think they had a good last quarter against Collingwood. Other than that, it wasn't the best. But yeah, Carlton was when they really like sort of sat up and took notice of them. And then they've been pretty good since then. So if you want to end a season the way you want to start the next one, they're in fucking good shape.
Very
Katie Brennan, who we've been critical of, and a lot of people have been.
She's stepped up.
She's had a really good probably 5 weeks.
Yep. Put it this way, they're playing so well that even Dustin Martin is excited about it. He was interviewed about the women's team. He said, I've started watching it, and he's a big rap for Ellie McKenzie.
Oh, good on him.
So, you know.
Conti also had a fucking huge game.
Oh, she's the best.
She had that one game where she got shut down by Svark.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, it's made her angry.
Yep. And she missed one too.
And she's put all that anger.
That made her even angrier.
Yeah, like the Richmond women's team. Look, if you want an exciting team to follow next season, based on the form of this season and you haven't picked a team yet.
Brisbane,
but you don't want to follow the team that's probably going to win the flag. Richmond are...
Sean, are you just imagining what it's going to be like when you don't have any hair on that head?
It's going to feel weird.
But yeah, like the Richmond women's team is probably a good team to get behind if you... But also fuck the men's team.
Yeah, and also fuck their... Fuck Richmond as an organisation, yeah. Actually.
I always forget.
Yeah, they don't have a VFLW side, remember?
Yeah, fuck them.
They're all about investing in women's sport, except when they can actually invest in women's sport.
Counterpoint.
Yeah.
They have a Hosking.
That's not enough of a
If you want to barrack for the Richmond women's team, we will not begrudge you.
No, we won't.
Okay, that's it. That's probably a good way to put it.
What you should do is then petition them to get the VFLW side back.
Yes.
Then Sunday, another just total annihilation of a club where Adelaide, after not playing super well for the last couple of weeks, just took a big shit on Western Bulldogs.
Yeah,
they're a scary team.
Yeah, when they're on, they are so on.
Do you know what's crazy about this, guys? Aaron Phillips, I think, had 15 and one goal, and they won by that much.
I'd also just like to say that
dangerous.
After my big claim of them not playing super well for the last couple of weeks, it was just last week where they got shit on by Melbourne, but the previous week they beat the Suns by 70 points.
And the week before that, they broke that record against the Saints, right?
Yeah. yeah. And they won by 53 points the week before that. Yeah.
I think since they lost to Freo.
And you guys.
No, they beat us by 2 goals, I think.
Oh, that's right. The Aaron Phillips show.
And then I think the week after, maybe they lost to Freo. Is that right?
No, they lost to Freo the week before they beat you guys.
Oh, they got charged up.
Yeah. Dangerous. A dangerous team. Yeah,
they really are.
They are the team that I think is going to be scariest going to the finals. Yeah. I think they're like Brisbane's biggest threat. I think that Freo, the wheels are falling off a little bit. We'll get to that because it's the very next game. Yeah. And this is the moment in the weekend where, look, Saturday night in the AFLM had already fucking put a... ran a trench through me. And then Sunday, I'm like, Freo just need to beat Melbourne and Carlton are like...
They're humming.
They're almost a lock. That did not happen.
They got close too, which is worse.
Oh, so close. Mm.
They hit the lead with like a few minutes to go, with like 5 minutes to go and looked like they had all of the run.
Yep. You know what they didn't have? A Daisy.
Didn't have Daisy. She was unreal. They didn't actually know they don't have. They don't have a Pierce because Melbourne have two, and they were both huge in the back end of this game.
Yep.
Lauren Pierce was involved in like three of the last few plays, just repeat stoppages, covering a lot of ground. Fucking hell. They looked wobbly. It looked like...
Kiara Bowers only had 12 touches.
How many tackles?
11.
I mean,
yeah,
that's still fucking huge.
That's still like a good game. By anyone, by anyone else's standards, pretty fucking good game.
If you are landing 11 tackles and have any amount of touches, everyone's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That was like, you're 5 short of your tackles and you're about 10 short of your possessions.
Punching a wall right now.
Yeah, so look, last week Gemma tipped against Melbourne. She said that they were going to miss finals on percentage. In her weekly roundup that she did, she also said the same thing. And I got some confirmation that the list manager of Melbourne, who knows that she barracks for Melbourne, had heard not Haggard's footy, thank fuck, because we'd be under arrest. Gil would have sent the AFL hit squad out to take. Haggard's footy is the most dangerous footy podcast on the internet.
It is. We're almost illegal.
I think we're well and truly illegal.
Yeah.
The list manager reached out and was like, that was scary, but we got it done. Thank you for always believing.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Big dig.
That is a huge drive-by clip. Yeah. Bang.
Yeah.
That
needed to be said.
Jeez.
That's great.
So yeah, Gemma got called out on her Melbourne anxiety, called it. We would call it other things, but
yeah,
it's just so funny that a member of the club reached out to her. Also, listeners of this show will now realize that like it's becoming more and more apparent that like Gemma is very embedded into like actual contacts in the AFLW.
Dangerously so. Yeah,
and for is, this show.
Her continued association with us is no good for her.
Jesus. We are, yeah, getting dangerous, just dangerously too close. We're flying too close to the AFL sun.
It's going to burn us.
Yeah. I can't wait to have Gil as a guest in like 3 weeks and him to be like, boys, what the fuck have you been saying?
You're cancelled.
Like, we'll be like, ah. Oh.
I did see him recently and he was wearing a suit that was tailored to fit.
That's insane.
Improvement for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Fucking hell.
Still
want to fight him.
Oh, well, yeah, fair
every
enough.
Every day.
Yeah. So now Carlton, in theory, can still make finals, but they need to make up about 25% on North Melbourne. So North Melbourne need to get absolutely fucking done this weekend.
By and Carlton, Freo.
By Freo, who have not been playing well. And Carlton need to beat a team that is infamous for its lockdown defensive play and contested ball possession and minimizing scoring against them in GWS. We probably need to win by at least 40 points. And North Melbourne need to lose by probably 40 points.
Sean, do you hear the sound of that?
I hear the sound of a fucking calculator just pinging.
Oh, I can hear some mathematical magic happening.
Magic time.
Here we go. It's on. It's absolutely fucking on.
It's Carlton and it's finals and it's down to the wire, mate. It's on.
Yeah, it's you. It's everything about football that follows you around is happening this weekend.
Yeah, every fucking time.
Yeah.
You are a Joel Dusha, you are a gift and you are a curse.
The neutral supporters must be like, I wish Joel Dusha back for more teams.
Do a gemma. Get a membership for every team in the AFLW.
People have got to buy you memberships.
That's it. If you want Joel to make every week of your football week
hell.
Hell.
But also sometimes heaven.
Buy him a membership. It'll make it more exciting.
There's a Sandspence Radio PO box. You just put that as the address. Yep. Look. If you want to get it done, or if you want to place me as a curse on a team, you want me to bag for Richmond,
hey,
I guess?
Hey, if you want to sign him up digitally, God, you know our email address. It's howgoodsfooty@gmail.com.
I didn't think of the curse thing. Jeez, that's powerful.
Yeah. Send him out.
If anybody sends him a Brisbane one, I will find them.
Just one day, I'm like, Sean, I'm a Brisbane member. I'm so sorry.
You open the envelope and then the next day, Joey Danaher's injured.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can't have that.
So let's talk about the AFLM. And this round one was
bad,
fucked, but also had some typical round one stuff.
Can we talk about the fact that I copped two servings of toast, but we've copped a toast trinity in the men's
round one.
For round fucking one.
On the same day.
It wasn't even a 12-hour period.
I don't know if we had one last year.
No, we definitely would have.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Our teams were 1-2. Would we have lost on the same weekend?
Geelong finished fourth.
Ah, for some reason I thought you finished top of the ladder.
No. Port.
Oh. Oh, well, fuck them. But I still don't know if it happened.
No, you're right, because finals, you won the first week.
And also it's not a toast trinity because my team wasn't playing finals.
No,
I don't know if you were aware.
Yeah, finals don't factor in, mate.
Yeah, true.
Come on.
Fuck, we probably didn't.
Yeah, I don't recall it happening, but yeah.
No. So round one last year, you guys both lost, I won.
That's right.
Yep.
Good. Are we going to do this? Are you going to try to find the first toast trinity for last year?
It's absolutely not worth it. I don't think it happened.
I don't think it happened either. I think we had a roast trinity like once. Oh, no, I don't think we got the roast trinity last year either.
Oh, surely we would
did
have.
Anzac Day week.
Oh, that's it. That's right.
Which was actually the July. But it was when Essendon beat Collingwood.
Yeah.
Take me back. Anyway, so much like every round one, every year for every season, there's some shit games. And we're not going to talk about them because who gives a fuck? They didn't give us a read on anything. There's nothing insightful to say. Fuck it. Starting Thursday night, where exactly the same fucking thing happened that happens every year when you put Richmond and Carlton round one. Gets a lot of people in. Richmond are sloppy at first, and they turn it on and win comfortably. They won by 25 points.
Here's the thing, though. People are like, oh, why Carlton in this game? They're really shit. 5 years ago, Carlton had won 12 in a row against Richmond in that opening fixture.
See, I don't recall that.
Carlton were really good at this back in the day.
Eh.
They've lost the last 9,
yeah.
So I don't know where the 5 years came from.
Yeah,
don't know what you're talking about.
I can't count.
Clearly.
This is the same thing we talk about all the time. When you throw out a stat that's wrong, confident, and then when you get correct, you're like, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. No, I'm of the belief that there was a period where Richmond couldn't beat Carlton in round one, and now it's just reversed.
I saw an infographic that was from either 2011 or 2012, and Carlton had not won a single one, and it was not even... There was one that was, I think, under 10 points.
Oh, okay. Well, they both suck.
Change the game? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Richmond won by 25 points. There's nothing exciting to say about this.
Pretty sure they won by 25 points last year in exactly the same fashion.
Yeah.
And the year before. And the year before.
Friday, though. Jesus.
Some juicy stuff on Friday.
Adam Treloar's Western Bulldogs took on his former shit cunt team, Collingwood, and it was fucking on immediately. I don't know if you guys saw any of this, but I was getting, it was like being hit by a train watching the chaos of the Western Bulldogs midfield.
Are you saying, Joel, that I would miss out on an opportunity to watch Bailey Smith's hair in real life? That thing is, fuck, if I was an opposition player, and I was running at Bailey Smith to tackle him, and he started running, and his hair started waving, and he was moving in what felt like slow motion, he'd run past me because I'd be awestruck by that mullet. And I'd reach out just to touch, just to get a little.
And he'd cop the biggest shoulder in their head.
Oh, I'd die. And, you know, I'd die happy because I'll have seen the face of God in that man's hair. It's fucking beautiful. It may be the best head of hair the game has ever seen since.
All right, Tom, you love the head of hair.
Since a man known as Warwick. Wiz Kappa rocked the mullet.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about Bailey Smith because he had 36 touches and kicked two goals.
He was fucking unreal.
He's a beast.
Love him.
That midfield. How did my boy Steph Martin go?
He
was fucking, actually, just putting it out there, I feel like.
I miss you, Steph.
This was the story. So traditionally, this game, it was a cheeky little soccer too.
Oh, I love that.
Traditionally in this game, Brody Grundy, I think in the last four games that they've played, has polled three Brownlow votes every single time against the Bulldogs.
Yes.
Just destroys Timmy English.
Yeah, that's why it was
not
like,
this time. Oh, that was, yeah, this was fucked.
So they went, you know what?
I loved this.
You know what? Bulldogs went, we can't let Timmy English is going to be a really good ruck, but he's got to take some time to get there. We need someone to help him out. And they called in Steph Martin.
Called him the strongest man in the world.
He just bodied. He didn't beat him in the hitouts. I think Grundy had a few hitouts, but his effectiveness around the ground was non-existent.
Yeah.
Martin and English played him beautifully. And then Steph Martin had quite possibly one of the best ever post-match interviews with Luke Hodge I've ever seen.
Oh, great.
I'm just having a lovely chat. He was genuinely happy that they were like, you've done really well. And he's like, oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, he's the best. I miss him so much.
Collingwood fans prove that they are dogs. They booed Treloar.
Yeah, what a pack of guns.
They booed him early, and then later on he got a touch, and he took a mark, and they did applaud. I did see there were some Collingwood supporters who aren't complete dogs. There's not that many of them.
Fuck them.
But there was a few out there
so
who were.
So you're saying it's fine because they get the boos out of the system early. Oh, they still booed him.
They did.
Did they applaud him when the game was over, basically?
No, it was in about the third quarter, I think.
Game was over. Fuck them. Game was over when the season started. Fuck Collingwood to hell.
But
if you barrack for them, I don't know why you listen to this show.
It's amazing that so many Collingwood supporters continue to listen to us.
But yeah, this is like the Dogs had so much of the ball. Caleb Daniels, 28 touches. Liberatore, 28 touches. Bontempelli, 28 touches. Dunkley, 30 touches. Hunter, 31 touches. McRae, 35 touches. Bailey Smith, 36 touches.
That is every defense in the AFL shitting itself.
Treloar
right
didn't
now.
Even get going either.
I think he had like 15 touches.
Which, to be fair, again,
18.
Playing against your old side, I reckon would fuck you a little bit. Also, especially the history about how it went down.
Learning a new system as well.
Yeah.
He'll just take some
which
time.
Was just,
and also, he almost didn't play because of injury, so yeah. He's probably just warming up.
Yeah. He's getting there.
Dogs, scary.
It's fucking.
They don't really have much except that, like it was weird watching them play because their midfield was just everywhere.
Yeah.
But Collingwood occasionally, if they were able to breach the midfield, because when the game started, Collingwood were just like awestruck. The Dogs kicked three goals immediately, like three goals in the first like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then from there, the game was pretty much even.
It was interesting. It's one of those things where if Norton can stay fit, the Bulldogs, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
But that's the key. Norton is the key to that. Success.
Yes, the back line's weak.
Yeah, and you could tell because anytime Collingwood got it into their forward 50, it kind of stayed there. Next game. Another game that was very uneventful. Melbourne beat Freo by 23 points. 22 points, I can't read.
Yeah, good on you, I guess. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Now.
Is this where the fuckery starts?
The Saturday toast trinity of fucking fucked chaos. happened. Yep. So, you're up first, Tom.
Yeah.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
One of the worst teams of last season.
Yeah, the worst team of last season.
Geelong. One of the best teams of last season. Yep. Second best.
Second best. And we were second best on Saturday too against the Crows. Fuck. I was a bit sad because I was excited because I thought I'm going to watch Jeremy Cameron, and then he pulls out with a hammy, and I was like, all right then, I'm not watching Jeremy Cameron.
Bad hammy?
Nah, just the one that he had injured previously, so they're being cautious.
So a repeat injury.
No, they've already ruled him out for 2 weeks. He'll play round three.
Good to hear.
Yeah, right. Lick your fucking lips. So went in and I thought, look, well, you know, it's on paper, we should win, you know?
Yeah, but like a smallish 100-point margin.
Yeah, maybe 250.
Yeah, well, there's that arrogance. Look at it.
Fuck you. Oh. Anyway, instead, Adelaide were like, I think here's the thing, boys. Adelaide have been thinking about round one 2021 since about round 12 2020. So they were fired up and they came out and they beat the shit out of us.
Yeah.
And we lifted and we responded. But unfortunately, too little too late.
Were they three players down at the end there?
Two. No, Hinge went down too, didn't he?
There you go,
mate. Sub.
Jesus. Brave of them to hang on.
Yeah,
huge. They looked. Big. There were so many times where it looked like we were about to run over the top of them, and they just didn't let us. And credit to them. Well done. Kills me to say that. And to my boys, I think there was a few Geelong players who went in with two of the 4 points already in the back of their heads.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got something about that. And I know, obviously, we're doing emails and whatever, but I just got – this actually wasn't an email. I've just got some questions here from a longtime listener, Jacob Reed.
When the fuck is he contacting you, Fox? Has he just sent you a private message?
Sorry, he just wants
I had nothing to do with
I'm going
to
go home and bash him.
Going to drive home to Geelong.
I'm going
to
drive to Geelong right now, kick the shit out of him. Kidnap both his dogs.
Jacob sent this.
If anyone wants any dogs, I've got two that I'm selling.
So Jacob did apologize because he was like, I honestly thought that this would be a situation where he sent this when Essendon was up. And he thought that Brisbane would beat Sydney. So,
yep.
Arrogance.
Yep.
Port Adelaide arrogance.
It's rife.
The worst kind.
Chirpiest arrogance in the world. Mm.
A few questions here, or a few statements. Yep. And if you deflect or claim at least half of these to be untrue, you have to concede that you are a one-eyed, biased, overly optimistic about your cunt of a team.
Can I just say, of course I'm optimistic. I've always been we're all optimistic.
Overly optimistic.
We're all overly optimistic. I believe we're going to win the premiership.
One.
Yep.
Losing Harry Taylor makes Lucky Henderson and Collar Jasny more accountable, and this exposes them as they encounter more one-on-ones against bigger, better forwards.
Disagree.
Oh. Yeah.
I think not picking Jack Henry fucks us on that. I don't know why Jack Henry didn't play. I would have picked him.
All right. So the tone of this does get more intense. So that's the light one, I guess.
I thought Collar Jasny is actually a decent defender, but he just Tex Walker's not going to play that game every year that he played on the weekend.
Oh, I mean, he might be back. Who knows? Maybe.
Who knows?
The couple of wins
maybe he went to a good mind camp instead of a shit mind camp.
Well, also, like, the wins towards the end of last season could have been enough just to change the attitude.
I also feel like the framing of these questions is bad. I can't disagree with them at all. I have to just cop them.
You've only heard one of them.
No, but he's like, I've got a few questions for you. If you disagree with them, you're an asshole.
Well, let's find out what question two
is. He just says you're a one-eyed, overly optimistic piece of shit about your cunt of a team.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty harsh. That's pretty harsh.
Strong.
Yeah.
Let's find out if it's true and fair.
Two. Geelong are overconfident bastards and they got what they deserved.
Absolutely.
Genuine alarm bells should be sounding when you lose to a young, rotationless Adelaide and you're already making room in your cup cabinet based on your club's own arrogant expectations, only to be obliterated in round one by the worst team in the league.
We were overconfident. I'll give the first half of that. The second half of that's pretty harsh.
Oh,
I think.
That's a no then.
Three. Has their all-in veteran trade-in scheme at the cost of good picks and getting young but ready promising talent into their team turned them into a team of individual champions rather than a champion team?
I don't think you can actually measure that off one game.
Four. Should Paddy Dangerfield be arrested for his murder of Cali?
He should get 4 weeks. He's a big fucking idiot.
4 weeks?
Jesus.
3 to 4.
Whoa.
I think. He'll get 3 to 4. He'll probably get 3. Although he's going with the defense that he was bracing for impact. Paddy, shut the fuck up. You weren't. You bumped a guy. It wasn't malicious. You weren't trying to kill him. He did die, so you need to be charged with manslaughter. So instead of 20 weeks, 3 to 4.
Oh, that's strong from you.
He'll probably get 2 to 3, but I reckon he should at least get three. Would make me feel better about the AFL system being just and fair. If he gets less than that, I would think he's getting favoritism because he's Paddy Dangerfield.
I think.
And I'm Geelong and I love him.
So if you're listening to this, the results will be out. So just have a quick Google.
Yeah. So it's Tuesday night as the tribunal. We obviously record this on a Monday.
Five, it's understandable and even forgivable for getting Thomas and Chris Scott confused as they both deflect any mention of their team not meeting expectations. Sean liked that one.
Wouldn't have thought that. I think there's a lot of like, we didn't play well. I don't think you can measure whether our recruiting strategy of last year worked off one game. Can you?
Six, fuck Tom Hawkins, been missing since the elimination final at Adelaide Oval.
That's pretty harsh considering I think he kicked 3 or 4 against you guys in the prelim.
I don't recall.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I brought it up, Sean. Yeah. I will say this, though.
To us or to Jacob?
To Jacob. Mm. So, Jacob, I just want you to know, out of the two of us, one of us played in the grand final last year and one of us didn't. And I just – Oh, just trying to remember who. I can't remember, though.
Jacob had sent this on Saturday, so he did spin like –
he was very fucking nervous that then his team were going to shit.
Yeah. Hope I haven't gone the early crow, smashing Thomas and then getting my team belted by North. But you didn't, Jacob. And thank you for those questions. They are something that Tom and I guess Geelong supporters out there should be thinking.
Oh, I've been thinking about it. I think we were, as I said earlier, I think we went into that game. A few players went into that game a bit thinking we got this.
Yeah. Can I just add to Jacob's sentiment, Tom? I don't think those are questions purely for one game. I think it's just a general Geelong vibe that has manifested over several years.
I mean, we made a grand final last year, so you tell me. How'd
it turn out?
Yeah, it didn't pan out. Well, you know, time will tell.
No, that's fair. That is fair. You did make a grand final. My team hasn't won a final since 2003 or whatever.
But I'm a big defender of Chris Scott in that we're a team that I think has only missed finals once since he's taken over.
Yep.
We're consistently making prelims. Yes, we haven't won more than one grand final since he's been here, but we've been there. Like Hawthorn have fallen off. Sydney have fallen off. Port fell off and came back. Collingwood have been all over the shop. We are consistently, we've been there. Freo have fallen off. We are consistently still up there every year. And a premiership in his time would have been fucking fantastic. Another one. But I think his record is
reliable.
He's very reliable.
Yep. Reliable like a bridesmaid.
Yes. Oh.
Sean, I'm gonna go to Tassie again. Find some new fucking friends.
Probably need to find a new brother.
There's only ghosts down there, mate.
Yeah, I tell you what. I can't wait to just give the time, date, and address of his wedding on this podcast.
It's the only way we'll get there, Joel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if everyone from How Good's Footy,
wear your wedding best, but with your team jersey over the top.
Correct.
Does the does it still stand that if Brisbane win the flag, I get to go with you as your date?
I think when I made that pledge, there were some different things going on in the world. Yeah, so unfortunately, no.
A liar as well.
Yeah, that's he's going against the pledge.
That was last year, Sean. Yeah, wedding's moved. Brisbane didn't win the grand final last year.
Fucking silver-tongued Thomas here trying to talk his way out of everything.
Did Brisbane win the grand final last year?
Come on, mate. You don't need to rub it in.
Wouldn't it be?
The arrogance over here. It's unbelievable.
Me. I hate this show sometimes.
Well, we can talk about something just to take the pressure off you because Essendon lost on Saturday night by 1 point. Just for anyone who's paying attention, like was just wondering, do you know how much they were up by in the second quarter?
How much, Joe?
40 points.
Jesus. Historic.
Not quite historic. Yeah, the history books.
Recent history.
Yeah.
Not bad.
History books for 2021, licking their lips at that one.
Oh, fucking hell.
So basically what happened, pretty tight first quarter. Second quarter, Essendon kicks 7 unanswered goals. Third quarter, Hawthorn kicks 7 unanswered goals. Last quarter, arm wrestle. New guy, Jones, shit his pants a bit.
Yeah.
Had 3 attempts at goal. Didn't nail any of them. Hawthorn, ice cold, got it done.
Yeah.
So were you up by like 40 at halftime?
I think we were up by like 33 at halftime.
Yeah, at halftime, how hard was it not to shave your head?
I was...
No, honestly, he's an Essendon supporter. He was never relaxed.
I was shitting myself. Because, like, I was at work, so I couldn't watch it properly, but I was able, like, I was in a position where I could constantly check the scores.
Yep.
And, like, if I was up by that much, as a regular supporter.
He just messaged his brother, "You're a dog."
Why didn't you just say that?
I'll let you, if he replies, I'll say what he said back.
Could have just been like, I've messaged Jacob saying he's
he didn't
dog.
Want to interrupt you, and then he did, I suppose.
Joel,
yes,
just to before you dive into that, I've just sent a message to Jacob. Just very simple. You're a dog.
Yep.
And he sent the first five of this, the first four parts of this five-part message are just laughing. The thing is, though, he hasn't listened to the episode, but he's been talking to me about the loss.
Yep.
And I think he's annoyed. And the reason he messaged in is because the worst part is you didn't even deflect that bloody hard, which you normally do. It was amazing, but still funny. So I think in conversations I've had, I think he was prepared for me to be like, No. We didn't get overconfident. But I've come out and been like, no, we got overconfident and we got punished for it, and rightly so, and Paddy Dangerfield should get 3 weeks. And he's like, fuck.
What do you mean when you said he hasn't listened to the episode?
Yeah.
The one that we're recording currently right now?
Yeah, correct.
Recording?
Yeah.
Well, just,
the one that doesn't, in theory, doesn't exist
yet. Yeah, it's weird. It feels like he's predicted the future. Anyway.
Fuck.
Anyway, so I was constantly checking the scores because I knew I could sense it. Things... I was never settled. And why should I be? Because last time we played Hawthorn, the exact opposite happened. That was when Essendon came back from, I think, 40 points down as well. And that was when Danaher... It's funny because this game is actually quite relevant. Because when Danaher came back, won the game off his boot, and when he kicked the first, or it was either the first goal or his last goal, where like things were, he grabbed his jumper and everyone was like, Joey's staying.
Oh.
Which ties into something that happened on the weekend. But yeah. A lot of our new players look really good. There was a question of who was going to kick Essendon's goals. And at one point we had 12 individual point scorers, and that was before halftime. So I was like, oh, it turns out the goals are just going to come from everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was also worth noting that the goal that just kickstarted the huge, huge, huge second quarter, the swingman himself, he was up forward and he was having a great time for one quarter. And then we probably needed him. We need three of him.
You need
two in the forward line and two up back.
Make him the captain.
Oof.
All three of him.
Yeah.
That would be the most dangerous captain in the world.
Captain, vice captain, deputy vice captain. Yeah.
One of them is reported every week. So there's only ever, you have three of them, but only two are ever in the side because one of them is constantly getting a week suspension.
Yeah.
Fuck.
For bullying an 18-year-old making their debut. Yeah.
You know, every time I think of Essendon, I think of truck, right?
Yeah.
I just wish the AFL had a rule where it doesn't take up a list spot, but the coach can play.
Yeah.
Like, so at any point, that coach can just put on the jumper and run out and play.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if in the grand final, Dimmer and Chris Scott decided to play on one another and just beat the shit out of one another in the
fucking
back pocket?
Great.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Can you imagine, like, down by a goal, Chris Fagan goes to the forward, into the fucking goal square and kicks a goal?
Oof. Chris Fagan famously never played football.
Never played. They played a bit for Tasmania.
Yeah.
What about fucking Suey Jew?
Fuck.
He'd be licking his lips
again
back out there.
He loves prime time.
He's a prime time man who only needs about 5 minutes to kill you.
That's true.
He'd fucking neck his iced coffee and he'd be out there.
That'd be huge. All right, what about Horse? Puts himself in the goal square, kicks the goal. Fuck, this rule's got legs, Sean.
Yeah, he'd kick 100 goals, Horse.
Bevo comes out, plays footy on his skateboard.
Nah, someone knocks him out.
Is it you?
Fuck. Yeah, I've got to coach a team then. That's my way into football.
Yep.
It's a shortcut into playing football. Become a coach.
Become a coach, get this rule introduced.
Yep.
And just constantly sub yourself on.
So the heartbreak continued. Yep. There's not much else to say about the Essendon game except that obviously it was exciting. A lot more exciting if you're a Hawthorn supporter than an Essendon supporter. But now we've got two games that go hand in hand. Literally, it happened two games in a row for them. That's fucked. Devin Smith kicked two, Tipper kicked two, Merritt had a huge game, McGrath had a huge game, Essendon are going to kill me again.
I wonder
this
if
year.
You play the Hawks again this year.
That's a great question. I don't think we do.
Oh, that's what we give the people what they want.
That's what people want.
It's a spicy matchup.
It always is, though.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we have a traditional rivalry with them.
Ever since you belted the shit out of each other.
The line in the sand game.
Yeah.
And then the Velvet Sledgehammer game. Where Campbell Brown was so angry, he was going to kill someone on the bench.
See, Essendon and Hawthorn, fucked rivalries.
Magic happens.
Magic happens.
Violence happens.
Sledgehammers happen.
Next game, Sean.
Yes.
Young Swans, they did quite the number on you.
Yes. Fucking hell. The first 5 minutes, Brisbane kicked three. I think Bailey kicked two of them. Joey kicked one and did the old grab another jumper, which a lot of people are like giving him shit for. They're like, oh, shots fired at Essendon. I think it's just like trying to endear himself to his new fans. And it worked.
How often,
I saw that and I was like, fucking.
Welcome home, Joey.
How often do you see, though, a player at a new club kicking a goal on their first goal for that club, pulling on the jumper, touching the like, it happens a lot.
Yeah, it's great. I think
Joe is probably copping it because he literally did it when he came back from injury last season for Essendon.
Yeah, sure. Do you know who's starting those conversations, though?
Fuckheads.
Kane Corns.
Cornsy, yeah.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, he's a fuckwit.
He's just like, oh, how can I make a story? Shut up, Kane.
Yeah. Do you
sometimes you make
his...
some good points and you're good, but just
stay there. A cockhead.
Do you reckon he fucking grabbed at his firefighting outfit when he put out the first fire?
No, because he never got there.
But Cornsy had the same issue with Collingwood for not being more like physically imposing to Treloar. And it's like, yeah, but mate, like, all the players are, A, his mates, and they all know that the club dogged him.
Well,
what are they going to do? Just be a pack of cunts and try and fight him?
Like, the fallout with Treloar wasn't with Collingwood. It was with Bucks.
Yeah. Corns is just a fuckhead, man. Yep. I'm sick of him. Brisbane, very disappointing. Looked really flat. And I don't know about Chris Fagan's comments post-game where he was like, nothing in the preseason really indicated that this was going to be the mindset. But it's like, well, the preseason itself I think is shit ass because it was one preseason game.
Yeah.
And prior to that, every team played a scratch match. And because of COVID, less travel, blah, blah, blah. We played Gold Coast 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Smashed them the first week. And then the second week, they were killing us. And then Brisbane had just like an 8-goal third quarter.
Yeah.
And won the game. And they're all like happy with that performance. And it's like, I don't know. I saw that mindset against Sydney, who were fucking good. I haven't seen Sydney that quick and exciting.
It's huge.
Maybe ever.
It's huge. Have you heard this stat about this game? So not for 30 years have there been two players on debut kick three goals each.
Oh, they were awesome.
So Goulden, 91 is the last time that
Goulden
happened.
And McDonald. Gemma.
Errol Goulden.
Errol Goulden. Gemma talked about him last week.
Yeah, and she was like.
Said everyone get on him. And I did. I got on him in the fantasy
me
team.
Me too, mate. He delivered.
Oh, 100 plus. Oh,
Jesus.
On debut, baby.
Yeah. Give him the medal. Give him the rising star.
Yeah, because Gemma said she was going to tip Sydney in this game. Yeah. And even though she does tip against her team often, and she was like, she's like, I'm going to tip them twice.
Yeah. Seemed wild.
Errol Goulding gets selected. And he did, and he kicked three.
He was unreal.
Well done, Gemma.
Yeah, he was fucking awesome.
What's crazy is Buddy's playing next week.
I'd heard that for a little while that he was close.
He's back. Yeah. Horse said today, Longmire said today, Buddy is playing round two.
I think I'm going to bring him into my team as well.
That's...
Because he would be a very juicy price on the fantasy team.
He would be.
He's in like the 300,000s.
Nah, hear me out. Buddy plays further up the ground, McDonald in the square, and then Blakey and Papley can play in the midfield.
Yeah. Swans look exciting.
They've been building this side for about 2 years now.
Buddy too slow for this team now?
No, he can still be a focal point.
He's Buddy fucking Franklin.
Yeah, he is Buddy fucking Franklin.
Here's what he does. The fact that he didn't play on the weekend, it eased my nerves a bit. Like
tricked you.
He will still make every team shit themselves
because you've got to put your best defender on him just in case he decides he's going to kick eight.
Yeah, it could happen. Oof. I hope he comes back and explodes.
Well, yeah, me too.
They're playing Adelaide next week.
Oh, that's huge.
They could be 2-2. Although Adelaide, they're fucking pumped. Confidence is up. Sydney were really impressive. I do have to tip my hat. Brisbane's mindset looked weird. We had moments where we kicked the first three and then they kicked seven in a row.
Jesus.
And then I was like, what the fuck? We looked fucked. We were down by like four or five goals. And Brisbane kicked, I think, five in a row and it was level at halftime. And you would have thought Brisbane would probably go on from here.
Yeah.
And then came out in the third quarter, much like we do when we play like Geelong. We just got fucking smashed. I think the quarter was like 9-2 or something like that.
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't know. Players just not switched on.
Sean. Yeah. Yes. I've got a stat for you about that.
Yeah, go.
Players not switched on.
Yeah.
Before we went on, I asked you, how many tackles do you think Lachie Neale had?
Mm-hmm.
What answer are you going to give me?
I know the answer to this, actually. Zero.
Correct.
Disgraceful.
Brownlow medalist, inside midfielder, not a single defensive effort.
Disgraceful. He had a bad game. A lot of them did. A lot of them were really poor. Jared Lyons is probably the only one in the midfield who kind of like can hold his head up a bit.
My fantasy team.
And I saw him crack the shits a couple times. Oof. Yeah. I saw her like.
That was the thing that was happening in the Collingwood team as well. Lots of players yelling at each other.
Yeah, a lot of yelling.
Just I didn't see him yell, but I saw him like with his hand motions very forcefully tell people, I'm going to stand the mark. You fucking run.
Yeah.
Which I don't know whether that's him being lazy or him just being sick of no one else helping him.
Yeah.
I've said this. I don't know if I've said it on the episode. I'm sure I have. I've definitely said it off air. Brisbane won't win the premiership if Birchall, Lester and Daniel Rich are in the same back line.
Oof.
Daniel Rich is a gun. He's in there. He's a lock. Birchall and Lester are so fucking slow. And with the new rule changes, Brisbane's back line, at one point it was 18 marks inside 50 to 2 Sydney's way.
Jesus.
Against a back line of Brisbane who are supposed to be fucking awesome. With the speed of the ball coming in now, they can't organise. You remember when Hodgie played for them and they were so organised behind the ball, and then Harris Andrews is great at that?
Yeah.
Can't really do it anymore. There were so many times where like a Sydney player marked it inside 50 and then they're all looking at each other like, well, who the fuck's on him? And they would chip it over to another guy who's free.
Yeah.
Does your head in.
Yep.
Noah Answorth's got to get back in this team.
Yep.
Bailey played in the middle and across half forward. Put him back in the back line. You need his pace.
You like him forward of the ball. He kicked 3 goals and also did a lot of dumb shit. Bailey gets caught holding the ball a lot. But Fagan's like, I don't mind. He has a crack and sometimes it doesn't work yet, but he's going to be really good.
You'd rather he get caught holding the ball and keep trying to take the game on, I guess.
Charlie Cameron didn't really get near it.
Yeah.
He had a few moments where they put him on ball, which was good. Link McCarthy was good. Danaher kicked 2-2.
Yeah.
Got fined $2,000.
But Rampy was hanging off him all game. It was going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, so the stand on the mark rule.
Yep.
For anyone who doesn't know, you can't move now, basically. Yep. Or you give away 50. Fair enough if you want to do it in general play.
Yeah.
Speeding the game up, we're seeing more exciting games. Cool. It shouldn't be for set shots.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking ridiculous. It's like having a team has 18 people and then the other team has 17. Because the guy can't move.
Yeah.
Now, this happened at one point. Sydney kicked a goal because the guy could just run around.
Yeah.
And the guy couldn't move. And he just ran in, kicked a goal.
Yeah. I honestly think that a better way to set this.
It happened a lot all weekend, that.
Yeah. And I don't want to just crack it shits at, oh, Sydney got a goal, so it sucks. Because Eric Hipwood kicked one as well.
Yeah.
Which he wouldn't have kicked if the guy could have run around and stopped
him. Yeah. It happened a lot where players are running off their line and getting like 2 or 3 extra meters because they pretty much end up like next to the defender.
They've got to move. They've got to fix it for goal kicking.
The issue is how do you know someone's going for the set shot and not just shooting?
How about if you take the mark inside 50?
Yeah, the same way that
then you can move sideways.
The same way that the AFLW has different rules for like play in the center of the ground versus in the forward 50s.
I will say I liked it in general play. It sped the game up heaps.
Yeah.
It was generally exciting to watch. The rotations thing is interesting though. So they've sped the game up, but they've reduced the rotation.
And
you're seeing players
so many
die.
Teams got so close to being fucked by that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how they've reduced the rotations when last year they reduced them, but they haven't actually, we haven't had a year to see how those changes
took effect. They don't care. They just want to ramp it up even more. They want to get to that point because when you're tired at the end of the game, then the game opens up and you'll see fucked goals at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Players can't run anymore. And some who are fitter can.
That's the thing.
Old cunts love to say that AFL is a game of attrition.
It's the worst. It's not. It's a game of skill. It always has been. In the last 20 years, it's been a game of skill.
Look, there's two things that cunts over the age of 60 love to say. Footy's gotten soft. It's a game of attrition. And fucking political correctness is ruining television or whatever.
That's true.
Daryl Summers, if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
What I love is that he's like, oh, we would have got cancelled. Hey, Daryl, you've been cancelled twice, dickhead.
If, for anyone doesn't know, Hey It's Saturday host Daryl Summers, who is 69 years old, is saying there's no fun on television anymore due to political correctness.
Put it this way, Daryl Summers used to be the number one ticket holder for Geelong. He isn't anymore.
Mm.
They're a pack of cunts. I only want to say one more thing about the Brisbane game.
Yep.
Dane Zorko is the worst captain in the AFL.
Jesus.
And it pains me to say that. I think he's an insipid little cunt at the moment.
Oh!
I've felt this way for a while.
You know what he needs, Sean?
What?
2-hour chat.
He's a fucking 2-hour chat magician. I'm honestly sick of him. I think he's a... if Fagan doesn't pull him in line, it kills me to watch him.
Yeah.
He gave away a 50 from abuse. There were several moments where he was just hitting people in the head and then pretending he got hit and he cries wolf and tries to get a free kick. He does my head in.
Dog shit by the captain.
I think it's really poor. And it happened last year as well. It's been happening the whole time. I do not think he's the right guy. During the preseason, I kept my eye open for when they were announcing the leadership group.
Because you honestly thought he would lose it?
Well, no, I didn't think he would, but I wanted him to.
Yeah.
And I don't know who would take it. I mean, the vice captain's Harris Andrews. I don't know if he's ready. But like, Sean, Lockie Neal.
Jared Lyons.
I'd give it to Jared Lyons.
Jared Lyons.
Zorko at the moment.
Jesus.
His behavior is fucking doing my head in. Fix the back line, Brisbane.
All right. Next game. And this was juicy for...
Boys, I've got some news.
Yes, Tom.
Cara Bowers has been given a one-match ban.
Oh.
No!
She's ineligible for the W.
Oh! What'd she do?
Dangerous tackle.
Can they fight that? I wonder.
They can. Zanka kept playing.
Oh, that's... Joel, I'm very sorry.
That's...
Now it goes one of two ways. If the ban is upheld, do the Freo girls play extra hard to make sure they're like playing at home for finals so she can be there for them?
Oh, this is huge.
That could be deflating, though.
They have to challenge it.
That's 50. Think about it in terms of tackles. That's 15 less tackles out there on the field.
She's also now ineligible. If she gets suspended, she's now ineligible for the award, which could be really awkward because she's probably going to be leading it at this point.
By a significant margin, I would have thought. She'd poll
three. Based on the evidence, the incident was assessed as careless conduct, medium impact, high contact.
Is that Michael Christian as well?
Yeah, I think it is.
Useless motherfucker.
Fuck!
I'm just going to watch the incident while we continue.
So yeah, the next game was North Melbourne versus Port Adelaide. North put up a pretty good fight for the first half. Then Port Adelaide just did a big shit on them. Orazio kicked 4 goals, 4. Could have kicked 10.
Could have.
Maybe 12.
Maybe 13.
Maybe 13.
Do you know what else
on his back?
Yeah, play that was actually really good for Port and fills a hole that they sort of didn't realize they had. Alir. Also, Sean and I have watched the footage.
Yep.
It's a dangerous tackle, but it's a free kick, not a suspension.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, and it was a free kick, and Zanka played out the game. Yep.
Fought it.
So why is it medium impact? If she played the game out and was... It's a fucking disgrace.
Yep.
That's disgraceful.
Speaking of disgrace, I said that North...
Give Dangerfield her extra week. Give him 5 weeks. Teach him a real lesson.
Speaking of disgraceful, I did just claim that North Pat played a pretty good half. No, they got shit on the second quarter. The second quarter was them in the blowout happened. I apologize.
Yeah, look, Port were good. North fought it out at the end, which I respected because they could have just completely folded.
Yeah.
And Jaden Stevenson was pretty good in the midfield.
He was very good in the midfield.
Probably the best game of his career.
Yep. Another one in my fantasy team who's a very good pickup.
He also had similar numbers in the preseason. Yep. So they've said, we'll play you on the ball. We'll play you as a... We're gonna give you what you weren't getting at Collingwood.
Yep,
and help us out.
Yep.
Next game, and this was probably the final juicy game of the round, and this was one of the ones where people tipped both sides. It was really tough to call, and that was the Giants versus St Kilda, and it came down to the fucking wire.
What's
Jesus
crazy about this game, boys? Is I'm gonna go you through some players: Marshall, Paddy Ryder. Hanbury.
Yep.
Geary.
Yep.
Not playing.
Jesus.
Big from St Kilda. I backed the Giants.
I backed St Kilda. Toby Green kicked 1 goal, 3.
I don't remember who I backed. I think I might have backed the Saints.
Yeah, well.
I went Saints. There was an interesting decision right at the end of the game, which resulted in Dan Butler kicking the sealer, which was he was awarded a holding the ball free for him, even though it was like a weird hip and shoulder.
It was like a half tackle bump. I still think it's a free kick though, because Callum Ward dropped the ball effectively.
Yeah.
Well, that's free then.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was just like weird because they called it for holding the ball and I was like,
Well, because I think the dropping the ball, it's there, but that's kind of the only thing they can pay.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, juicy, juicy, juicy game. It was all kicking off. Round one was fucked, but also predictable, but also fucked. Last game of the round. Look, Suns played a good three quarters against West Coast, but like it was too close going to three quarter time. West Coast got that magic happening.
Two things from this game.
What?
One, Matty Rao.
Did his knee.
His knee. Not an ACL, but it
looks
look
like
great.
A PCL.
Looks like a PCL.
Yep.
Which sucks for him.
Yep.
Other fact, Jack Bowers.
Yep.
Bowes had 30 touches at 100%.
That's fucked. That's the most fucked stat of the round.
It really is.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, so we've got a fuckload of tip. Let's go. Let's go. Let's find out how bad I'm doing this week.
Let's start with
double tips, baby. Not thinking about them, double hard.
All right, so we'll start with AFLW. Friday night at prime time, 5:10 p.m. Western Bulldogs take on Richmond.
Richmond. Ooh. Fuck yeah, Richmond. Yeah, let's go. Tigers.
Tiger time.
I'm going to tip the Dogs, but fuck.
5:10, prime time, Tiger time.
Saturday afternoon, North Melbourne take on Freo. Maybe a Kiara Bowers-less Freo.
If Kiara Bowers plays, Freo win. If Kiara Bowers doesn't play, North win.
Arden Street.
North. This is fucked. Yeah, I'm fifth in the tipping, by the way.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah, you shot up.
There's lots on the line. Our boy Luke is, I think, third in the entire world.
Yeah, well done, Luke. Yeah.
Mate. Come chat to me when you're 6,260 seconds.
And shout out to, there's a different Luke in the men's tipping competition that tipped 9 in the men's comp.
Frankly, I think that's cheating.
He fucking matrixed
that shit.
I don't
know how that happened.
He hacked into the mainframame.
We're watching you, mate. Yeah. We're watching to see what
if
unfolds.
If you get 9 again this week, I'm going to come to your house and beat the shit out of you.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Fuck.
I'm tipping Freo just because I really need them to win. Yeah, I need them to win big.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Saturday afternoon, magic time at KC Fields. Where the magic happens.
Magic.
I got a magic word for you, Sean.
Yeah.
Hotter.
Oh, shit. The most magical of all words.
Brisbane win.
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane.
Yep. I'm nervous.
Tight, though. I reckon you'll only just do it.
Very tight.
Saturday night maybe only 30 points. The Twilight spot. The history books are open. The ink. The quill is inked.
Oh, boy.
Because one of these teams is going in the history books to be the first ever team to not win a game for the entire full-length season. Well, that is the Gold Coast Suns take on the Geelong Cats.
Boys,
at
based,
Metricon.
Based on the effort I saw from us last week, I believe.
it's tight.
Suns kick...
Boys, you haven't tipped my team all year.
He's right.
We've got Suns. 8 from 8.
believe in me now.
I don't know if I can.
I'm not asking you as a tipster.
The only
I'm asking you as a friend.
Oh, fuck. He's gone for friendship. Shit.
Tom,
there's no friends in tips.
The only thing is that if Gold Coast come out and have a first quarter like they did against Carlton this week, Geelong will not handle that. It'll be done straight off the bat. You can't get... If Geelong cop concede 3 goals to Gold Coast in the first quarter, they're fucked.
So we better not.
You better not. Yeah. No, I'll be the dog. I'm tipping fucking Suns.
Me too.
Yep.
Yep.
I am excited for next week. Yep. I get to come in here and just choke slam both of you.
Your head held high.
It's making a lot of physical threats in this episode.
Yeah, I saw Dangerfield kill someone and it's boiled my blood up.
Yeah. He's got to be a role model.
And he's not. He's turned me into a violent criminal. I was a good boy until I saw that bump. I'm going to go punch an old lady.
Jesus. Yeah, these Adelaides come out on him. Anyway, speaking of, Adelaide are taking on Collingwood. Oh.
Collingwood,
this round is fucked.
Collingwood, I think.
This is really fucked, this round.
This round is absolutely off its dick, actually.
I reckon Adelaide might get up here.
Same.
There's no give-me games.
Where's this one, sorry?
Norwood Oval.
Yeah, Adelaide for me.
This fixture is absolutely... Every game is a 50-50.
Yep.
Except the Brisbane-Melbourne game.
No, that's 50-50.
60-40.
And then Sunday at 4:10, Giants take on Carlton. Carlton will be so fired up if Freo smash North. And if they not, if Freo smash North and fucking Carlton do not come out all guns blazing, I'm going to fucking march up to GW, to fucking Blacktown International Sports Park.
Rolls off the tongue, that.
Yeah.
If North beat Freo, though, maybe I back the Giants.
There's a lot of tips that I don't think I can decide until I see how things go. Yeah. For example, I can't, don't know about the, until if Bowers clears herself.
Yeah, that changes things. I'm going Carlton.
Yeah, I'm going to tip Carlton, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Carlton.
And then the last game of the 2021 AFLW season is West Coast Eagles take on St. Kilda at Mineral Resources Park.
St. Kilda, baby.
West Coast.
West Coast.
Difficult game to tip. This is fucked.
The floating fixtures, they've just been like, all right, we need to make sure that the last couple of rounds are just full of fucked games.
No, but like last week was relatively easy to tip.
Yeah, that's true. I only dropped one, and that was
I dropped one, and then I think, was it the week before that we all got seven? Or was
yeah.
It- Again, before that, I can't remember. But it's, yeah, we've had a decent run.
Tom, how many did you get last week? Three?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shows how much of an easy week it was.
On average, you fall three behind every round.
Yeah. Because I tipped St. Kilda Gold Coast in Geelong.
Just utterly fucked.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. It's going to pay off one day.
It's not.
You're in my work footy tipping competition now too, Tom, and I look forward to... actually, when I signed you up for it, I said... He's the dumbest tipper I've ever met, but he's very confident. So you're just taking his money at this point.
I can't wait.
The guy running the competition laughed and said, we love to have some of those in the comp.
Imagine if I won.
Imagine. Yeah, maybe you will.
That would like literally never happen.
All right. AFLM tipping. Round two. Carlton take on Collingwood. Juicy Thursday night game.
Carlton. Zach Williams is back.
Yep.
Zach Martin might be back.
Actually, yeah, Carlton. Friday. Oh, I get to pick who's my friend for this year.
How good's... Well, I know who you'll pick. I'm not going to be shocked.
The Friday night How Good's Footy Cup. Geelong take on Brisbane at GMHBA Stadium.
I'm excited for the 3 hours that we aren't speaking, and then after that.
Brisbane for me.
Yeah, Geelong for me.
Sean, I think...
I understand, Joel.
That I may have to tip Brisbane this week.
Wow.
I don't know. No,
Joel, I know how much you value tipping. I just want to point out Geelong's a real bogey side for Brisbane.
Yeah, and also
we've beaten them once.
We got embarrassed by Adelaide, and we'll be feeding off the radiating powerful energy of the largest sexy land in Australia.
I want to counter that
arrogance
by saying Brisbane were embarrassing last week, and Chris Fagan will murder every single one of them if they don't lift.
Dane Zorko is still playing for Brisbane.
Oh, he's captain too. Jesus.
He's got a long way to go to win me back.
Yeah. Maybe he'll kick five this week. And
I want to put it out there. It's possible. I'm not riding him off.
I want him to know.
I'm just extremely disappointed in his actions.
How crazy is this? Round one. So Thursday night, Carlton versus Collingwood, that's 14th play 13th. And then Geelong versus Brisbane is 12th play 15th.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, at this point, I'll probably be tipping Geelong, but-
Respect that.
I also, it'll be one of those times where I'll be like sweating on Thursday being like, do I change my tip? Especially if Danger Cop's three. Maybe the team will be broken.
Nah, I think the team will be like,
hopefully,
cop it.
And then Saturday, and this game could be fucking juicy as, Sydney take on Adelaide. Sydney. It's at the SCG.
Yes.
Yeah, Sydney.
Yeah.
And then, uh-oh.
Buddy's back. Golden's firing.
In the Saturday afternoon afterglow, where the sun's starting to get a little low, and hopefully a shadow's cast over Adelaide Oval, because Port Adelaide taking on Essendon, and I am shitting myself. Essendon.
Port Adelaide.
Going to give Orazio a bath.
Fuck.
See, I don't want to tip either of these teams because my brother's been a dog and you've been a dog. So
what?
Draw, mate.
Draw.
The Gemma approach.
Now, I'll make my decision about this game when I see who you tip on Friday night.
Oh, come on, mate. None of that.
That's crazy.
Back tipping. Yourself in.
That makes me want to tip Brisbane.
I know. Actually, I'm more annoyed that you're not back in my women's side in the game against the Suns. So, fuck you, Port Adelaide.
Okay. St Kilda take on Melbourne.
Saints.
Yeah, St Kilda, easy.
Gold Coast take on North. This is also a juicy week.
Where is it?
It is at Metricon.
I'm going to go Gold Coast.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Then Sunday, we've got Hawthorne take on Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond.
Western Bulldogs take on West Coast.
Bulldogs.
In Melbourne?
Yes. MRVL?
Marvel.
Oh, yeah. I always get confused by the Marvel abbreviation.
They just take out the vowels.
I'm going to go.
You've got to understand how confusing that is next to like MCG, where there's a lot of letters missing there. And also when there's Mineral Resources Park, when I see MR next to each other.
Bulldogs. Bulldogs for me.
Doggies.
Yep, dogs as well. I think that midfield will be absolutely firing.
Mullet time, magic time, boys.
Oh, mullet time, magic time.
That's big.
Some Sunday afternoon delight. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Freo take on the Giants. At Optus.
Giants.
Freo. Look, we'd usually do emails at this point in the show, but look, this episode's fucking been long.
So I've got another question for you, Joel.
Yes.
We got any handwritten letters?
Tom. We've got one because we actually got a package in the mail that was sent before Christmas but had to travel all the way from Canada because Brandon from Canada has sent us three of the most beautiful beanies we've ever seen. But I regret calling them beanies because I've read this letter and that's not what they are apparently. But we got two AFL Canada, I'm going to call them beanies, but there's clarification, and one...
The Oilers. Ice hockey team.
Beanie. And they all look fucking good. High quality beanies.
Feels good.
Feels good. Beanies. Looks good. When you shave your head, it'll really help.
It'll help me through the winter. I'm telling you right now.
All right. So here's the letter that came with it. Hey, lads, this will probably get to you way after Christmas. Oh, well. I had no idea that Kano gave me the beanie off the top of his head. So here's payback. And just to fill everyone in, when we went to the grand final with Brandon and his partner Simone, we were meant to give him a Howgood's footy beanie. I didn't bring one. Sean was like, have mine. But that wasn't in front of Brandon.
No, that happened earlier where we were like, Joel, you had one fucking job.
Well, I was like, yeah, drink beers at the grand final.
That's true. And you did do that job very well.
I was up for a promotion considering how well I did it. So here's payback. Didn't want to leave Dusha and Tom out. So here's a couple of beanies for you too.
Nah,
you just
should've.
Have to call them Talks. Tokes?
Tokes?
Might be Tokes.
Tokes. That makes sense.
Hey, Brandon, let us know if we said it correctly. No,
Tokes feels right. Because Tork has an R.
Yeah.
Tokes doesn't.
So they call a beanie a toke.
Because in Canada, we don't have beanies. They're Tokes.
Interesting.
Thanks to the seasons of footy insight, in brackets, ish, and fun. Cheers, Brandon and Simone. Thank you, Brandon and Simone. Delightful presents.
You fucking legends.
We got them early. Well, we got them a couple of weeks. We got them just before last week's episode, but we didn't want to say anything because Gemma was here and Tom wasn't, and reading that letter out and being like, we got presents. And Gemma being like, what? Would have been rude. And we're hospitable. So yeah, we got it early-ish March. So yeah, the postie could have worked a bit harder. Pumped those legs a bit more, but we understand. So thank you so much for the gift, Brandon. And everyone that emailed us, thank you. But yeah, this episode... it's blown out. It's too much footy. But email us anyway, because next week, who knows?
There might not be. There'll be more footy. Also, if you want to send us a gift, where can we do that, Joel?
There's a PO box that's on the Sandspins Radio website. You can send stuff to that. Address it to How Good's Footy. I'll also put in the show notes. Presents are good.
Presents are good. We
no
love
stress,
them.
Obviously. And no, actually, no. Lots of pressure. If you're listening to this show, you got to send us a present.
Yeah. If you like our podcast, give us some.
Yeah, we've got some good ones.
Oh. Big ones.
And we got a toaster.
You got a toaster.
We got a toaster.
That was good.
Joe did some art for us.
Yeah.
I've still got the...
Remember that cross stitch one of the three of us?
We got the cross stitch.
That was a ripper. There was the Harris.
Taylor Harris pop vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got Tokes.
Tokes.
Fuck.
It's fucking huge, boys. I got the polo shirt, the training top with my name on it.
It's big.
Lots of variety.
Lots of good shit.
Great shit.
Yeah.
And Tom, if you want to send us an email, where you can find us?
Send us an email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty, or individually, I'm at Orchid Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I am at Douche13. And boys, next week will be juicy.
One of us won't be here.
Yeah. If Essendon play like they did on the weekend, who knows what will happen to my heart.